Radio winner here on KAYTKQJOFM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. There's a big local election November 13th, and early voting is going to start this Saturday. And it's my hope and prayer that you're being intelligent in your choices for who will represent you in your particular area. Hear God on who to choose. There's lots of issues, among them drugs and crime in our area. We come together on this thing, we can beat it for sure. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're going to take a break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. I'll come back with much more music. We'll jump right back into that Bible Jeopardy clue, and we'll do birthdays and anniversaries, and I'd really love to hear from you. Call me at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500 as the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show continues.
The Unstoppable Wade,
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
That we treat each other as we ourselves want to be treated. That we don't do anything to anybody that we don't want done to ourselves. That one commandment written on our hearts is really the essence of Jesus' teachings. If somebody asked me to squeeze all of the teachings, all the words of Jesus into just one little quick couple of words, I would have to say, Jesus said, love your neighbor as I love you. He said, treat your neighbor as I treat you. I treat you with love and understanding and mercy and compassion. That's what he wants us to do with the people around us, the people that we come in contact with. He's not just talking about your next door neighbor now. He means everybody else. He wants us to do right by people. Yeah. Don't treat them wrong. Yeah. And that brief message, that is the message that he wrote into our hearts at the beginnings of our lives. Yeah. As you walk through life's path, please remember this message from John. Remember John when you face the trials and the challenges of life. Remember John and his words when you're tested by temptation. Remember John when you're faced with the corruption of the world, because there's so much corruption out here. But John's words and Jesus' message, they can help you navigate, get through all of that corruption. Now, remembering is important. Sometimes too many of us fail to remember, or we just ignore, just decide to just push right on the side and go on and do what feels good today, forgetting about tomorrow. Because tomorrow we may have to face the fires of hell.
That's right. Yeah.
All through history, the Lord has had to send reminders.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
The Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And today, people in the United States are doing the same stuff that the Lord destroyed in Sodom and Gomorrah. He sent the great flood, but still people are doing wrong. The Lord sent the people of Israel wandering through the desert for 40 years. 40 years in the hot desert sun. And he had to give them the 10 reminders, the 10 commandments. But still, people are doing wrong. He said, throughout history, he said plagues and pestilence and problems as reminders to people to get on track, to get on board. But still, people are not getting on track. Just last year, he said ice storms, hurricanes, COVID as reminders. But still, churches are half empty. People just go on acting like they didn't need any reminders. They just doing what they're doing. And that's what we have to stop. That's what we have to turn around. Today we need some reminders of what God wrote in our hearts. Reminders of how to behave. We need the church to reach out and touch and teach and remind people. We need schools to teach our young people right from wrong and teach them prayer. I believe in prayer in schools, incidentally. Make no mistake about that. We need parents to bring their children up in the Word. To use the rod to remind mischievous children of what God wrote on their little hearts. Every day, I thank Lucille Guillory and her strap, because she had a mischievous little boy, and she was bound and determined to make him go the right way. Actually, she was bound and determined to switch him into the pulpit. And I guess she was successful on that. And you know, we don't just need good reminders to remind us of what we are supposed to be doing. We need to do something about the bad reminders, the temptations that are pushed on our folks day after day after day. Every time you turn on the radio or the television or the computer, there are bad reminders out there. A lot of that is poison. We need to stomp out the pornography on the internet and TV. We need to stomp out the music that lures our young people into violent sex, drugs, and the thug life. We need to stomp out those violent video games. The number one killer of our young people is our young people doing violence. That stuff is poison. And we Christians are standing by and letting that happen. We need to stomp it out, just like we stomp out a roast when we see a roast. If there was some rat poison at your house and your children were eating that rat poison and it was destroying them and killing them, you get rid of the poison. Well, there are poisons harming our children today, and we Christians need to take some action about it. We need to say, I know it's on national TV, but it's not going to be played in our community. In Alexandria, we're going to have a law that stuff is not coming in here. The same thing for radio, the same thing for internet. We're going to stop it. We need to stop it. That original truth that was written in our hearts is so important to us and to our survival that the Bible speaks of it often. Like in Paul's letter to the Ephesians, Paul was telling the Christians of Ephesians that when they face temptation, when they face spiritual wickedness and the battle against evil, we must prepare for war by putting on the armor of God. And the first armament that Paul tells us to put on is truth. He says it right there in Ephesians 6. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. In all that we do in life, in all that we say in life, in all of our comings and goings, remember the truth and the love of Jesus Christ. Let us remember that we are to treat one another with that love of Jesus. That love is our offense and our defense. It's our sword and our shield. When you feel like slapping that dude who insults you, don't shoot him. Just remember what God wrote in your hearts. When somebody makes you so mad, you want to cuss them out and tell them about their mama. Remember John's teachings. Remember to walk in love. John added one more verse to this important message of his. In the sixth verse, he wrote, and this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. Walk in it, he said. Walk in the love that God wrote in our hearts from the beginning. My brothers and sisters, walk in the love of Jesus Christ. As I come to a close, let me give you one more word from John. One of the most quoted scriptures from the Bible. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth of Jesus Christ will set you free. Set you free from hell's fire. It'll set you free from the pain and the sorrow of death and grief. The truth can set you free from sin and corruption. The truth will set you free from addiction. Addiction to drugs, addiction to alcohol. The truth can set you free from that. The truth can set you free from the bars of prison. The truth can loose your heart from the pain of loneliness and depression. That truth, the truth shall, the love of Jesus Christ shall set you free from all of the traps and snares of this world. Today, my brothers and sisters, if you want to be free, just embrace the truth. Just accept that truth that he wrote onto our hearts and just walk in the love of Jesus Christ.
Everyone in here ought to love the Lord.